Access number 30652, Mr. Bob Blackwell, Real 6. Now, two things. Did you have any reserve service before we go on to the...
I was reserve, but I was discharged from reserve after 2 years.
Did you actually have to do anything?
I didn't have to do anything, no.
I mean, did you want to? Because it seems that a lot...
No.
Why not? What
no, as I say, I was married and I really wanted to concentrate on my family. By that time, just after then, we had two further additions to the family.
So you were just glad you weren't called up. Yeah. Now, tell me about joining the HMS Belfast Association, because I know it's important to you. Tell me why you joined. When did you join and why?
I joined the Belfast Association after I retired, because I didn't join it before because I didn't think I would have the time to give it that I thought it deserved. Why did I join it? Because I'd had such an enjoyable time on the Belfast. It was a bit nostalgic, I suppose, basically. And I found that the experiences that I'd enjoyed in the Navy, I could relate to school parties that came on board and various other visitors that come on board.
Now, you actually take an active role. Tell me what you're
active. I do take an active role.
So are you an ordinary member or are you on the committee?
Well, no, I'm not a committee. Well, Ted's neither. We were originally committee members, and I was social secretary, but when I was on the committee, organising day trips to various places such as Dockyards, to Woolwich Arsenal, things like that. But about 3 years ago, there was a person joined the committee that we just couldn't get on with, and therefore we broke away. And we go up there now on a weekly basis, talking to children, basically.
Now, tell me what is a typical Wednesday? It's Wednesday you go on there.
On Wednesday.
What do you do on a Wednesday? Because we're quite...
well...
It's part of the museum, so...
Yeah.
What do you do? How do you
go up there on a Wednesday. Basically, I'll get the room ready because I'm always usually first up there. We've got our own space.
Now, where is your space on the ship?
It's up on the 4-inch gun deck. Yeah. Prepare the room, make the tea, whatever. We come in, have a natter. We go down.
Have a natter with who? Sorry.
Go down to the mess decks.
You have a natter?
Oh, the three or four of us that come up. There's about half a dozen that come up. We then go down to the mess decks. Down there, we lay out one of the mess tables with all parts of uniform, parts of hammocks, and seagoing stuff. And as visitors come on board and want to know what life was like, we describe it as best we can.
Just like you have been doing for us, sir.
Basically the same. Yeah.
And how do they react to
interest. We hold everybody's interest pretty well. Yeah. We get a lot of children are full of questions.
What sort of thing do they ask about?
Why are portholes round? And you have to think of an answer. And the answer I gave, that being round, it was so that they could have equal strength from any one point. But whereas a square porthole may break, a round one wouldn't. Off the top of my head.
What else do they ask?
But they do ask... How did you feel towards leaving your mum and dad? Did you miss your home life? And, they're genuinely interested. They asked, were we frightened on board? If we were frightened, what made us frightened? Children are absolutely full of questions.
And how long do you do that for on the Wednesday?
On that, we usually do it till about midday, 1 o'clock. Then we join
so
up.
So for two or three hours, basically?
Two or three hours, yeah.
And then what?
Then we usually find ourselves in some pub or other and have a few drinks. land. But occasionally we do go visit. We're going to Chatham in a fortnight's time on a visit because they've got a destroyer there, submarine there. We're going with the members of the British Legion and give them a show round again of what life is like in the Navy.
Now, what do you think of the Belfast in the current condition it's in, and what should be done with it?
I think in the current condition it's in, it should certainly be kept, because it is a life that has now passed by, but it is the same as the Victory. It's got history attached to it.
Do you think anything needs doing to make it better? Or, I mean, some people have said it's the wrong colour, you know, that kind of thing. Well, you know, I just wonder if there's anything that you old boys think should be, I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, the four or five of you who go on a Wednesday think that should be done.
Not really. I mean, but Belfast is not quite the same as it was when we were on it. There's been additions. The masts are different, for instance.
That's because of a refit, isn't it?
Yeah, but the masts were changed from single spar to telescopic masts. And, we had torpedo tubes, they're no longer there.
Do you think it should be changed back to how it was in 1942 or 1950 in the Korean War, or as it was at the end of its life? Because, of course, it's not all the same, is it?
No, it has been changed.
Which do you think it should be, or do you think it should just be as it is?
I would be inclined to say leave it as it is. I don't think there's the same kind of torpedo tubes available now to what there was then. In fact, we're even having difficulty getting a proper mess deck set up because we can't get hold of the mess trappings that there was. I think I would be inclined to say leave things as they are.
And how do you feel about it's just a bit of luck for you that it's your ship that's been
that's
kept?
Right.
I mean, how do you feel about the fact that they've kept the Belfast? Was it the right one to
do? I'm proud of the fact. I really am. It's something I can relate to. I think that's the important part. It's something of your life that you can relate to.
Thank you very much.